Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring interviews, music, news, and events on the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a world of egalitarianism, sustainability, peace, and health for all. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
The sun goes down at night. He takes his place upon the light. Separates his hands from his mind until he feels no more. This machine will work a soul until it's undone. Till soon you're just a part of how it runs. Virgil Butler awoke to put the knife down. He worked the killing floor. The goes down at night from the border hands arrive. Someone takes Virgil's place in line where they will feel no more. Hostage to an industry and empire, enslaved and laid to waste in the downpipe. They kill to live until we put our knives down. They'll work the kill.
Violence is not normal.
Last night I dreamed.
In this episode, we're celebrating Vegan Week, the official proclamation of Vegan Week by the city of Worcester, Worcester, Massachusetts, USA. We're listening to Ellie Sarti of Compassion Arts, The Sun Goes Down. Compassion Arts is one of the presenters at the 2021 Virtual New England Veg Fest happening this week, Vegan Week, July 25th to August 1st. Here's Worcester Mayor Joseph Petty.
Hi, I'm Mayor Joe Petty. I'd just like to welcome everybody to New England Veg Fest and celebration of Vegan Week here. And just want to say thank you for all the work you do. It's important work and it's healthy. And so I'd just like to read the proclamation. Whereas VegFest Inc. is a nonprofit corporation that promotes the merits of plant-based living and products to the population of central Massachusetts. And whereas VegFest has held New England VegFest, formerly Worcester VegFest, a festival celebrating delicious vegan food and highlighting vegan opportunities and businesses to the local community for the past 11 years, attracting more than 10,000 participants to its latest festival held in 2019. Whereas VegFest, in respecting today's current climate, has chosen to hold the festival virtually over the course of the week of July 25th, 2021 through August 1st, 2021. And whereas more than 40% of adult population in the United States and nearly 20% of children and teens are overweight or obese. And obesity is estimated with a higher, is associated with a higher risk of various health ailments, including heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. And whereas the Academy of Nutrition Dietetics recognizes that vegetarian eating patterns have been associated with improved health outcomes, including lower levels of obesity, a reduced risk of heart disease, and lower blood pressure. And whereas the City of Worcester Division of Public Health works to protect and improve community well-being by preventing disease and injury while promoting social, economic, and environmental factors fundamental to health. And whereas the division is the foundation of the local public health system that comprises public and private sector healthcare providers, academia, community-based organizations, business and media, and other local and state government entities. Now, therefore, I, Mayor Joseph M. Petty, do hereby proclaim the week of July 25th, 2021, in the City of Worcester to be Vegan Week, and encourage all residents to recognize and participate in its observance. Just have a wonderful festival, and I'd just like to show you the proclamation, and have a wonderful week. Thank you very much.
Vegan Nation extends great gratitude to Mayor Joe Petty and the City of Worcester for the proclamation of Vegan Week, July 25th to August 1st, 2021. And here's some snippets of the New England Veg Fest, the virtual New England Veg Fest happening this week, Vegan Week. And then we'll also hear some great vegan music to celebrate. Here's a snippet of one of the many cooking demos at the 2021 virtual New England Veg Fest.
Hello everyone, welcome to the beautiful Unity Farm Sanctuary located in Sherburn, Massachusetts. My name is Tyler Weir and I am the owner and chef of Plant Life Vegan Consultants. I wanted to share with you one of my favorite summer recipes and a few tips along the way about vegan cooking. For the demo today, I'll be preparing a bourbon and peach jackfruit taco, paired with a carrot and cabbage slaw, roasted summer corn, fresh basil, and a little pickled red onions. It's about noon feeding time here at the farm, so let's get cooking. All right, our first step in the cooking demo today is preparing our jackfruit. I have preheated my oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit and also prepped a little bit of jackfruit ahead of time. So this is actually jackfruit right here. Comes in a can and a brine as well. And basically what we're going to do is pull all the water out of this by squeezing it in our hands and getting it to shred into pieces, similar to that right there. Once all that's shredded down, we are going to place it on a sheet pan with some roasted corn as well. Toss that on one sheet pan. We're gonna do that all on the same pan today. Save us a little bit of steps here. Jackfruit on one side. I'm just gonna spread that around nice and neat. You can see it's very nicely shredded. If there's any larger cubes or anything from the jackfruit, you can pull it out. Jackfruit comes from a few South American countries and as well as a few Asian countries as well. Great source of potassium and fiber in the jackfruit. Each jackfruit tree produces over 200 fruits a year. So it's a very bountiful tree that we can take advantage of and help a lot of different families. Our roasted sweet corn is going to go on the other side. Just gonna spread that out nice and even. You can use fresh roasted corn if you'd like. By roasting the corn ahead of time, we're gonna get a lot of that water intake out of it, especially the frozen version. And it's gonna give a little bit of a char to it, which is great. The salt helps bring out that moisture as well. Same thing with the jackfruit. Just gonna give this a little toss, just make sure it's nice and mixed. Spread out. By pre-roasting the jackfruit in the oven ahead of time, that's gonna give us some nice crispy texture to it. It'll take all that brine off. It's been rinsed already, but the extra cooking in the oven will help take that little bit of that brine off as well. So I'm just gonna add a little fresh minced garlic here to my corn. Get that around, stir around with the hands. You can use a fork. I love using my hands as a mixer. It's just connection with the food. Makes me feel like I actually am preparing something worth enjoying in the long run. That's pretty much it for the first step. I'm gonna toss this in the oven for about 30 minutes to start, and then we're gonna toss this in barbecue sauce, which we'll make here in just a few minutes, shortly after that. As my pan's heating up here, I have already finely chopped these onions. So if you're looking for a square type of cube like that, there's a couple different tricks here with the onion. So I just have a half an onion here. You can see that the root ball is actually still on it on one side. I've peeled it completely back. To get these little chops of onions here, you're actually going to take your knife and slice it on the half like this to begin with, and then lay it flat on your board and then go all the way down to the root, all the way across like this to create a crosshatch, and then give it a little 45 degree turn there, and then you're gonna go towards the root, and that's gonna give you a nice perfect square cubed onion, just like so. If you were looking for a julienne style of onion, you can take that root ball off of the end of it and completely, and these little, you can see the little ridges of the onion there. Those provide you a nice kind of guideline to make a julienne kind of thin strip onion, which you'll see a little bit later in our pickled onions as well. So a couple different options there, but I'm with the diced right now. All pickled onions are is really just red wine vinegar or some type of sherry vinegar is great too, and a little bit of sweetness. So I use maple syrup and red wine vinegar in these today, and I'm gonna let them sit. You can let them sit for overnight and they pick up a lot of that extra good flavor, but for at least a good hour is great. It'll pick up a lot of that flavor in within just the hour as well. So good place to start there. So what we're gonna do is, I got my cabbage slaw here. I'm basically gonna take some plant-based mayo. Basically, plant-based mayo is made with zero eggs. Follow Your Heart has a great one, as well as the Just brand. The people who make Just Egg, they also have a vegan mayonnaise as well. So. I have pulled the jackfruit out of the oven. As you can tell, it's changed texture a little bit. It's got a little bit of crunchy ends to it and browned up a little bit, which is perfect. All the brine's been cooked off, so it has no sourness to it as well. And our roasted corn is nice and caramelized, dehydrated a little bit, and kind of shrivels up on itself, consolidates its flavor as well. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a little bit of this bourbon peach barbecue sauce and just coat the remaining jackfruit with it. Tablespoons here. I don't want to go too overboard because I do want it to continue to dry out, but I want to coat it well enough that it's going to absorb some of that flavor. Put in about a quarter cup and 2 cans of jackfruit that I had. Just get that nice coat. And then I'm going to toss that right back into the oven again for about another 15 minutes, and it's going to dry out a little bit even further and absorb a lot of that barbecue peach flavor as well. All right, to build our tacos, 2 taco shells here. We're gonna go with a little bit of jackfruit right in the middle on both these tacos. Just what you can get in a pinch. You don't wanna overload them too much because they are small shells. Okay, a little bit of extra barbecue sauce, just kind of right down the middle. Just a quick little tablespoon. We're gonna continue on with our slaw. This is the cabbage carrot slaw with green onions, a little bit of fresh basil, and that lemon marinade, lemon mayo lemonade here. So just a little bit of that. Try not to make a mess. Right on top. Lastly, a little bit of roasted corn. Garnish a little bit of fresh basil, both of those, and just a couple pieces of green onion here. And that is it. Well, I sincerely hope you enjoyed spending time with me today. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at PL Vegan Consultants for more information about restaurants we have worked with in your local community to add more vegan options onto their menu. I personally want to thank Kathy and John from Unity Farm Sanctuary for their extraordinary work here and for allowing this vegan educational cooking demo to be hosted in such a beautiful setting, and I greatly appreciate their hospitality. Well, everybody's been fed here at the farm except for one farm animal, and that is me, so I wish you the best, and I hope you enjoyed spending time with me making some jackfruit tacos today. Cheers.
You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're celebrating Vegan Week and the 2021 Virtual New England Veg Fest. We just heard a snippet of one of the cooking demos. Please visit nevegfest.org for all the cooking demos and the many activities and the speaker showcase that's happening during Vegan Week, July 25th to August 1st. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll hear about one of the speakers from Worcester, and then we'll hear some awesome vegan music. Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in.
This is Gail, your host of the Thursday Drive from 5 to 7 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays, listen to The Drive for the best mix of music from today and yesterday. Join me this Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. for a jumpstart on your weekend.
Hi, this is Michael Feldman of the What Do You Know podcast. Please support the coolest, most diverse community radio station on the planet with a pledge of support by calling 508-753-2284 or with an online pledge at WCUW.org.
Welcome back from the break. You tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. Next, we'll hear about John Sanban Matsu, a philosopher and professor in Worcester, Massachusetts. He was on the panel called Lunch from the Lab. This panel discussion was part of the 2021 Virtual New England Veg Fest. John Sanban Matsu is Associate Professor of Philosophy at Worcester Polytechnic Institute, where he teaches ethics and social political theory. John is author of the book The Postmodern Prince, about the crisis of left intellectual thought, as well as editor of the book Critical Theory and Animal Liberation, an anthology that illuminates connections between speciesism and other systems of domination and violence. A vegan of more than 30 years, John is presently completing work on a new book, The Omnivore's Deception, What We Get Wrong About Meat, Animals, and the Nature of Moral Life, a decisive refutation of the myth of humane, quote-unquote, humane animal agriculture and the idea that animals can be killed, quote-unquote, compassionately. John also created and directs CleanMeatHoax.com, capital C-L-E-A-N, capital M-E-A-T, hyphen, hoax, capital H-O-A-X, CleanMeatHoax.com. The following is a clip from one of the recordings that is on CleanMeatHoax.com website, and this is his speech at the 2019 Conscious Eating Conference in Berkeley, California.
Much of the public relations and marketing discourse around clean meat actually reinforces myths about meat, the idea that animal flesh is essential, indispensable, inevitable, irreplaceable, natural, something we need rather than merely want. My friends, it's not about the animals in most of the discourse or the advertising. It's an anti-vegan discourse. The animals barely get mentioned a lot of the time in many of the presentations, as though they're an embarrassment. It's doing the opposite of what we want to do, which is try to get people to actually care about animals, not to trivialize them. But Bruce himself says that the whole point of clean meat is, quote, to take ethics off the table for the consumer. But taking ethics off the table subverts animal justice and damages the long-term interests of both animals and our movement. Secondly, clean meat is not intended to replace animal agriculture. Neither the Good Food Institute nor the venture capitalist firms New Crop Capital or Clear Current Capital are against animal agriculture. Make no mistake, this is an anti-animal justice position. It is a welfarist position. It is not an abolitionist one. The clean meat lobby has set up a false dilemma, a choice between conventional animal agriculture on one side and new synthesized animal flesh on the other. This, by the way, is an intensification of humane meat discourse, which I've written on. I think humane meat and the myth that animals can be killed, gassed, shot, stabbed in the billions or millions ethically is horrific and has done great damage to our movements. Well, James Levesque, over a decade ago, wrote this really great article you should look up online. It's called Invasion of the Movement Snatchers. And it's about how the meat industry is taking over the vegan movement and the animal rights movement, believe it or not. So you have, just in the last few years, you have all of these companies now taking over the vegan foods industry. In 2016, the Danone dairy company in France bought White Wave and Silk soy milk. In 2017, Field Roast and Light Life, the vegan meat companies, were purchased by Maple Leaf Foods, the biggest killer of animals in Canada. In 2017, the Daiya cheese company was purchased by the Otsuka Pharmaceutical Company, the second biggest big pharma in Japan, which of course tests on animals. So why are companies doing this? Why are they gobbling up the vegan industry? Well, I want to concur with my debate partner here. First of all, there's vegan washing and greenwashing. These companies are able to put a compassionate label, sustainability label, on their products. Secondly, they are hedging against future risk by buying up vegan enterprises. They gain strategic growing influence and advantage over the vegan market and the animal rights movement. They're defining our discourses for us, and now here we are, as though summoned. Three, it's about the money, to ensure future market dominance through a two-track strategy to preserve and, where possible, to expand traditional live animal markets. It is quite clear these companies have no intention ever of ending animal agriculture. So the new meats lobby, including these venture capitalist firms, are going to make their investors a ton of money. As the New Crop Capital's chief investment officer, Chris Kerr, said, quote, "We will be rich no matter what." That's a direct quote, Bruce, from Chris Kerr. "We will be rich no matter what. We are being treated as fools. They get the gold and the animals lose."
That was John Sanban Matsu, cleanmeathoax.com. I'm very happy that he is participating in the 2021 New England Veg Fest, virtual New England Veg Fest, because we've been hearing news recently that the multi-billionaires and things like the pharmaceutical companies and others of the Great Reset are pushing the lab flesh industry. So let's get back to veganism. And here's Vegan Smythe in Australia with his song, "I Am Vegan, Hear Me Roar."
Looking back, find the heart within the heartless and the light to break the darkness. I am vegan, hear me roar. Like an engine, like a chanting crowd. I am simple to explain. I'm a living contribution to the next step in our evolution. I'm the bell that's being rung, an idea whose time has come, our momentous obligation to fight for liberation. I am vegan, hear me roar, like an engine, like chanting crowd, like solidarity with every animal born. I am vegan, hear me roar. I am vegan, hear me roar, like an engine, like chanting crowd, like solidarity with every animal born.
Thank you very much for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. And much thanks to Worcester Mayor Joseph M. Petty for the official proclamation of Vegan Week, July 25th to August 1st, 2021. Much thanks also to New England Veg Fest. And you can hear my interview with the organizers, Meander Rose, the co-founder of New England Veg Fest, and Jennifer Wiglinski, the executive director of New England Veg Fest. You can hear that in the Vegan Nation archives at vegansradio.com. In this program also. Please join us again next week at the same time.
I am vegan, hear me roar, like an engine, like a chanting crowd, like solidarity with every
This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a good day.
Hi, this is David Gold, inviting you to join me for The Street Party, 2 hours of Afro-pop music, heard every Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. here at WCUW 91.3 FM. African music, the greatest music you've probably never heard before. Check it out.
Thanks again for tuning into Vegan Nation, and let's go out with Vegan Queen V. Oh, 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 oh.
Steak is a word that you prefer, and is also known as a decal. Always giving it much nicer names, so you think that it's okay. So no, I don't want your pizza, no. If it ain't got vegan cheese, and no, I don't want your sausage, no. Unless it's Linda McCartney, no. I don't want no meat, no meat and no eggs, and give me no dairy. Hanging on the vegetable aisle, baby, that's my style. Animal cruelty free. I don't want no meat, no meat and no eggs, and give me no dairy. Hanging on the vegetable aisle, baby, that's my style. Animal cruelty free.
Chicken me with a trolley full of cheese, and I know that he cannot approach me, 'cause I'm looking displeased at his triple ice cream. Milk's meant for a cow, baby. So no, I don't want your creamer, no. I don't want it in my brew, and no, I don't wanna have no honey, no. I'm not Winnie the Pooh, no.
I don't want no meat, no meat and no eggs, and give me no dairy. Hanging on the vegetable aisle, baby, that's my style. Animal cruelty free. I don't want no meat, no meat and no eggs, and give me no dairy. Hanging on the vegetable aisle, baby, that's my style. Animal cruelty free.
Hey, cool, and you're chewing.
Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you.
If you live at home with your daddy.
Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you.
If you love your cat, but you eat a cow.
Oh,
Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you.
Wanna do some good, then give